Lewis Hamilton is also down there, and you've watched him, and he has hurtled around the track. He has gone at lightning speed around the corners, through the chicane and so forth, and he comes screeching to a head, way ahead of anybody else. It's then your turn. You're all you've got the gear, you've got your kind of overalls on, you've got the helmet on, you're ready to go, you've got your gloves, but you've just seen Lewis Hamilton hurl through. He's now coming over to you. He's got that kind of cool walk going, and he comes over to you and he just says, "Hi." I wonder what you'd ask him. I wonder what you would say to Lewis Hamilton. What would be the first thing that you would ask him about that particular track? How do you approach that chicane? How do you go around that corner? How do you keep that kind of speed? How do you keep your eye in the distance and so forth? We've then got, imagine then another scenario. This time you're on your gaming and you come across a guy called Karl Burger Gersdorf. Anybody heard of him? Oh, well done. Jenny has. So Jenny, obviously you are a Fortnite player. He won the recent Fortnite World Championship as the solo prize, and he took away $3 million as the first prize. I wonder what you'd ask him in terms of cheats, in terms of strategies, how you go about approaching that particular level or so forth. The disciples, followers of Jesus, also got to hang out with Jesus. And they also got an opportunity to ask him anything they liked. Just like you might ask Lewis Hamilton anything you like you might ask this guy, the Fortnite player, anything. They could ask Jesus anything. The one thing, the only thing they ever asked Jesus was, "Teach us to pray. How do you do it?" They had seen Jesus praying on a regular basis. He seems to kind of go off on his own for a little bit. He's not being grumpy, but he seems to come back in a very serene, peaceful kind of state. And when he comes back, they started to notice that things happened. People got better who had previously been sick because he prayed for them. People found themselves released from all sorts of demonic spirits. Freedom, because Jesus had prayed for them. Something happened when Jesus prayed. And so they say to Jesus, when they get an opportunity, "Teach us to do the same. Teach us to pray." This is going to become real big for them, because later on they're going to see the most phenomenal, life-changing, jaw-dropping examples of answers to prayer. Because now they, in the future, are going to be the ones going out to pray for sick people. And those sick people are going to get better because they prayed. And they're going to go and help other people. They're going to see other people released from all sorts of spirits and so forth. Things happened when Jesus prayed. Things happened when the disciples prayed. And things happen when you and I pray. When we pray, we discover more of God's will for our lives. When we pray, sick people get better. When we pray, situations that we have struggled with for so long find a way through. When we pray, we learn to chat. We learn to chat with God. We learn to hang out with God, to spend time with him, to be comfortable in his presence. I wonder whether it's time to grab a moment with God. I wonder whether for you, whether you count yourself as a believer or not, whether like those people who say they pray, even though they're not quite sure what they believe, whether now for you is a moment where God is nudging you to go deeper in prayer. Paul, another follower of Jesus, said this: "Pray in the Spirit on all occasions and with all kinds of different prayers and requests." You'll find that in Ephesians chapter 6. There's lots of different ways that we can pray. There's lots of different styles of prayer. There's lots of different places we can pray. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all different kinds of prayers and requests. And then to Timothy, Tim. Where have you gone? Tim, okay. There was another Tim as well. Okay, believe it or not, there's two of you. There was another Timothy, and this Timothy was a young person who Paul spends time focusing on in supporting and encouraging. And he said to Timothy, pray every way you know how, for everyone you know. Pray especially for rulers and their governments to rule well. Goodness, we need that, don't we? So we can be quiet, go quietly about our business of living simply in humble contemplation. This is the way our Saviour God wants us to live. Pray everywhere you know how, for everyone you know. Wow. This next month and the month to follow, we're going to spend time thinking about what it is to be people of prayer, to get into prayer and see what happens when we pray. The encouragement to all of us is just to have a go. Have a go and see what happens when we pray. And we'll come back to think about that in just a moment. A power at work that can help us. The disciples asked Jesus one thing and they said, teach us one thing, and it was how to pray. And this is how Jesus responded. He said to them, when you pray, not if you pray, when you pray. He recognized that lots of people pray. When you pray, say this, Father, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come. Give us day by day the food we need. Forgive us our sins, for we forgive everyone who does us wrong. And do not bring us to hard testing. Those were the words that Jesus gave. And we call that today the Lord's Prayer. He didn't say, hey, this is the Lord's Prayer. You need to learn this because you're going to recite it again and again forever and more. What he was doing was giving them an example prayer. These are the kind of things you might want to be praying about. These are the kind of ways you might want to pray. And he begins with adoration, a belief that actually we can bring our praise and our worship to God. Praise, worship, to give worth. And we're saying, God, you are worthy. So what we have here in the Lord's Prayer is not a religious formula. It's not a case that if we recite this well and we say it enough times, then God will know that we're being serious and we must, that way our prayers will get answered. It's not a religious formula. Neither is prayer a shopping list where we come up with a big long list of things and we make sure we've got a big long list because God needs to hear all our shopping list requests for prayer. Have you noticed that nobody stares up at the stars? Nobody stares at the sky and says, wow, aren't I fabulous? Aren't I amazing? Everybody stares up at the stars, the sky, particularly on a clear night, and we've done this at camp, and you think, wow, phenomenal. That is awesome, amazing. So when we come to God in prayer, we are staring up at God and we are saying, God, you are awesome. You are powerful. You are bigger than I can possibly comprehend. Way bigger than me. Way bigger than the situations that I face. And when we come to God in prayer, we are coming not just by saying a religious set of words. We are coming to God in relationship. Because the mystery is that the God who flung stars into space, the God who made everything that there is, that awesome God wants to know you and I. He's interested in you and I, longs for you and I. And when we spend time in prayer, we're getting to know God and he getting to know us, if you like. It's a two-way kind of relationship. And we have here as a church a set of values. And one of those values, it starts with the very first one, intimacy with God. Because it's a sure belief that we don't just sing songs about God. We are singing to God in his presence, professing our love and adoration to him. And he receives that intimacy with God. So you and I can enjoy God's presence. And so this prayer that we often say, the Lord's Prayer, is really a route map. It's not just that we have to say exactly that formula and that's the only way to pray. It's rather there are a whole series of different things we might want to pray about. And over the next 2 months, we're going to work our way through the Lord's Prayer systematically to see actually what was it that Jesus was getting at when he said, this is how you pray. He begins with, Our Father in heaven, blessed be your name. Our Father. In other words, the source of all of this, the source of everything, the big one, our Father. Not just some remote God, our, your, mine, our Father. Just as an earthly parent might be the genetic passing on of DNA. So we trace back all that we are as a humanity, as a creation, to God himself. He is our creator. We are his creation. Our Father in heaven. Why heaven? The one who sees the bigger picture. The one who sees everything in perspective. I don't see things in perspective. I see problems that seem to defeat me. Problems that seem bigger than me, more powerful than me, that overcome me. Because I am small and my problems seem very, very big. But actually, our Father in heaven, from his perspective, my problems, they are small. Not small to me, but small to him in terms of his power and ability. And when I recognize my Father in heaven is on my side, wow, suddenly I see my problems in a very different light. I see victory. I see hope. I see the power to overcome by his Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father in heaven, blessed be your name. Blessed be, not my name, blessed be his name. Our Father in heaven, blessed be your name. Because actually, it's not about me. Aren't I wonderful? Aren't I powerful? But it's all about him and how powerful he is. About not how loving I am, but how loving he is. About his victory and his ability. He alone has the power. He alone has the reputation. He alone has the means to bring about real change in my life and in the lives of those around me and in the situations that I am praying for. And so we pray prayers of adoration to start with. Before we get into the detail of different scenarios and situations around the globe, we remind ourselves and God who's in charge here, who's the creator, and who's the created? Our Father in heaven, blessed be your name. That's how Jesus says, this is the way to pray. And we're going to use this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to say it together. The word